Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
My name is Doug, yeah.
And my name is Dave.
We're the host of Office Hour.
We're the host of Ukraine.
We like to skateboard.
Cause we're real bad boys.
When Jim and Vic are on tour,
we're gonna play with our toys.
We're not like Dylan.
We don't like Batman.
And the Beatles are mid.
Doug,
Dave,
Doug,
Dave,
Doug.
We're the coolest hosts.
All right.
Hello.
Here we are.
We are here.
Office Hours live.
Wait, was that a fart?
And of course. Oh, this song is still going. Is this still the song?
Is this our song? Still, I didn't even know about the ending.
I have to say.
It's a hit.
Good horny. Wait. Good horning.
And good corning.
Good warning.
Well, this is Office Hours Live with my co-host, Dave England.
Yeah.
How's it going, Dave?
Super duper good. Pretty pumped to be here.
We are the coolest hosts.
It's so true.
That the show's ever had.
Yeah.
And we also have Fart Simpson over here.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Okay.
Good morning.
What now? What does Tim do at this point?
Tim
just starts ripping.
Tim who? I don't give a shit.
Tim's on tour, and Tim and Vic are on tour.
I thought they died. Well, oh, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
is just a one-off situation. Sorry.
I thought this is my
this
new
is
job.
One-off.
Come on.
Yeah.
You
sorry
tricked
about
me.
That. Oh, we also have Bonnie McKee is coming in later. She's going to perform.
Yeah.
We have some interesting surprise Zoomers and callers lined up.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Okay.
In fact, I think the first one's already here.
Let's talk to a Zoomer. Let's get the show started. Because today, this is a talk show where we talk to Zoomers.
First Zoomer of the day.
Let's see him.
Aaron, are you there?
Aaron. Danger Aaron? Wait, Danger Aaron?
Could be.
Is he there?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Aaron. Can we see you?
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Yeah, he's in outer space.
Let me just come back to Earth here. Hold on. Oh, hi.
Yeah, Dange.
Hi. Is this thing working?
Wow, that tooth is working. What is
hey,
in there? A
dude.
Black diamond, right? Is that a black diamond in there?
That's a black diamond.
Yeah. And what do you do with that black diamond?
I ripped it out, bam, Lamborghini, ripped my face off.
But now that you have it, what do you do? I've seen you do something with that black diamond.
I cut glass with it.
He cuts glass. That's what he does.
Parlor trick.
Aaron, you look
What's
really...
What's up, everybody?
Aaron.
I'm going to change from space. I'm going to come back to Earth.
Can you hear me, Aaron?
Yes, I can.
How you doing? I'm Doug. We actually met at a Portlandia rap party like 10 years ago.
Do you remember Doug?
Dude.
Or something like that.
I'm going to go surf now.
You don't remember me.
Which rap party was that?
I don't know. It was in Portland. Do you live in Portland?
He's making it
I do.
Up.
I do.
He's lying.
Now,
you guys mind if I just chill on the beach here for a moment?
I mind.
Look at that. Surf looks pretty good over there.
This is called
All right,
office
everyone,
hours,
what are you guys up to? How come
hours.
There's so many people here? Is this like, is everyone here just... hearing everything?
Yep. And seeing, too.
Aaron, I have a question for you.
Yeah, Doug. Shoot it.
I saw Dave, he wrote a pogo stick onto your testicles.
Testicle.
Yeah.
Now, Dave says you were begging him to do that for several days. Is that true?
It is true. And Dave said he didn't want to do it. But he was the only person I trusted to do it. Because basically if he doesn't land on that cup that it goes through my body, basically it'll spear right through me. Cause the energy of a pogo stick bounces off whatever it, springs off. So I was afraid that it would actually go through my body. So he was really concerned about it. And of course I was, but he was like, I think he's the most talented of being able to do stupid tricks, and pooping. So, put those two together and I decided it was Dave that was going to do it. And sure enough, the first time he did it, it barely caught just the edge of the cup.
Yeah. I missed once.
Yeah. He missed once. And that's like bruised for about a month and a half. And then on the second attempt, he nailed it and it ruptured my right testicle. So it exploded my dick.
Boing, boing, boing.
Anyways, I should have been naked and shit on you afterwards.
So not only is Dave really good at pooping, but he's also good at exploding dicks.
And why did you want him to do that?
Because, here's the story.
You begged him for days and he said no.
Yeah,
no, over and over. And then finally he caved, right?
Yeah, Dave really cares about me. We're good friends. We go back. He doesn't want to rip my dick off.
Yeah, I don't want to live with myself after that. Like, I'm the one who just completely dismantled his whole package down there. So
basically, here's how it goes down. Is we start filming, COVID happens, we take a break, we come back. Francis Ngannou punches me in the nuts. I'm like, I've had three broken necks. I've had 12 knee surgeries. I've destroyed my body. So the one thing that's still good on me is my penis and my balls. Can you say penis? Is that how you say it here on this?
Yeah,
podcast?
You're fine.
You can't say balls though.
Bones. You can't say balls. Okay. No. Penis and
nards.
And testicles.
Nards.
Nards. Sorry. And so I was like, well, those are still good. So let's just exploit those. And during the time that COVID happened, I was I impregnated my lady, and so we were having a baby, but I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want them to know that. I was already having a baby because I figured they would just like put firecrackers on my cock and just blow it up. So I kept that a secret, but because of that, I decided to write a whole bunch of ideas for cup tests and the hockey. All those ideas were my ideas. And when I got to the pogo stick idea, everyone was like, dude, that's nuts, literally nuts. And so that was how that came out. And then about 3 weeks before we were done filming, I told everybody I was having a baby. And that's why I was like basically just destroying my dick.
So you were mad at your balls for making a baby.
Yeah.
So instead of getting it's cheaper than a vasectomy. Right?
Yeah. Never again.
It was half punishment, half medical procedure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just like my tooth ripping out with, which by the way, it broke my face all the way to my eyeball.
What happened there?
When I ripped my tooth out, it cracked my face all the way. Cause come to find out, the roof of your mouth is the thinnest bone in your body. I'm a scientist.
Hey, if I would have completely exploded your ball to where it was gone, you could have got a black diamond ball to replace it, just like your tooth.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I could have done that, but then no one would ever see it.
Oh, they'd see it because you'd be getting it out all the time.
How would you see it? It's in my scrotum sack. Balls.
It's like light up.
Aaron, can I ask?
There we go. We should have done a light up testicle. That's what
I was going to do. It. I went to the doctor. They made the whole plan and then it got squashed by the studio.
Oh yeah, you told me that you were gonna try to put a little light thing so that when you squeezed your nuts,
it was gonna be music activated. So when music played, my nut was supposed to flash different colors and to the beat. But then at the very last second, I went and met with the doctor. We made the plan and everything. And then right before, like 2 days before we were supposed to film it, the studio was like, no way.
You could have called it Disco Dick.
I like how you don't even like dick and balls to you are the same thing. You're like,
of course they are. What's the difference?
One's cylindrical and the other one's like a sphere. Or whoa. Two. You have two. I only have the one, but.
You have one, and
I would have had two, nothing. And one of them was going to light up.
So how are they not different? Because you only have one now because you blew yours up a long time ago. But yeah, you still have four kids, and you can still pee. So how is it any different? It's all that's connected. Right. It's one thing.
You're right.
I'm a scientist.
And you win, I lose.
Aaron, what do you do these days now that, you know, the movie's out, I'm just curious, what are you up to? What's a guy like you? What is a guy like you?
Chilling at the beach, looks like.
Yeah, chilling at the beach, dogs. Well, to be honest, I wake up and I kind of have to like stretch for like 20 minutes just to get out of bed because I'm pretty wrecked. And then I chase my daughter around, she's two, and take her to school. And then I go work on. I own some real estate, so I do a lot of contracting right now.
Okay.
Kind of like Harrison Ford did before he started, his career. I'm just doing the opposite. I did a career. Now I'm a contractor. It's stupid.
You're like Harrison Ford in reverse.
Yeah, I'm Harrison Ford in reverse. Yeah, American Graffiti is like my Jackass forever.
Hey,
like,
wait, didn't you invest a large sum of money in some kind of a beer?
Yeah, it's a beer made of yuzu fruit. Beer and hard seltzer. Himatoshi.
What's it called?
Shimaitoshi.
Himatoshi?
Shimaitoshi.
Shimaitoshi.
Yes, okay. Sister City.
Is it, which is it Japanese?
It's American, but it is Japanese. It's kind of a thing. Yuzu fruit is very much a Japanese fruit.
Mondai nai.
Okay. Baka Amerikanji.
Okashi baka.
All right,
well,
very good.
I think we got to keep the show moving.
Uh-oh.
Because we got a lot of material to get to.
Are we gonna?
Yeah.
We're gonna,
okay, let's keep asking me questions there, Dougal.
Well, I think he's starting to let you go.
I'm
afraid we're gonna have to let you go, Aaron.
Well, we don't have to.
No. Oh shit, Aaron, you get to stay the whole time.
All right, two more minutes.
2 hours.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Why don't we, want to let another Zoomer come in and ask?
Yeah, why don't, let's do that. Let's kind of interact.
Wait, how many surfboards do you have?
I own, I think, 42 surfboards
Jesus,
right now.
Jesus, hoarder.
No. I have
no? Needs them all. He rides 42 at once.
Well, right now I can't ride anything because I blew out my ACL again, so I can't surf for a year.
God. All right, let's bring in a Zoomer. Let's get some questions that are different than ours.
Okay, let's
How do you
see.
Get a Zoomer in here?
Let's I don't do it. Matt over there is
Producer
gonna
Matt's
going
to do it.
Tim.
Producer Matt.
Tim from Pennsylvania. Tim.
Not Tim Heidecker.
This is Tim Heidecker.
Yeah, you're on, Tim. Tim from Pennsylvania.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
There he is.
Hey, Tim. How's the tour going?
What's that?
How's the tour going, T?
It's great. I just want to ask, is my sound okay? Because the bus air conditioning is on, and sometimes that can interfere with the quality.
You sound amazing.
The pounding.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds really, 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 really good.
Sounds really, 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 really good.
Yeah. What's that behind?
Well, I'm in the tour bus, so right outside here is Canal Street in New Orleans.
Mm. Sweet. Take your top off, dude. Ow!
There's Connor, short, and JP Hassan.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, JP.
Nice to meet you.
Josh Adams, master drummer of the band. We're just getting ready for the big show tonight.
What's it smell like in the bus? It
smells like space. It smells like a space shuttle.
Wow.
Smells great. I'll show you the food array because that's what everyone wants to know about. I don't know how much you can see. Some cookies.
Are those wheat cookies?
Cheez-Its, Doug. I've got some peanut M&Ms here. Mm. Bananas, chips, you know, a watermelon from about a week ago that I don't think we're going to get to.
How does all that stuff stay there when you're driving?
Great question. How does it stay there, Tim?
Do you have sticky stuff?
Yeah, do you glue it down?
We haven't tipped over yet. We're basically going in a straight line on the highways.
You got a good driver.
Yeah, we're not going down any mountain passes or anything like that.
Cool.
Good driver. He's driving a little fast, we think. It's been fairly bumpy, but you're right. We put some stuff in the sink, and we secure things a little bit at night.
Now, Tim, are you going to use your Cajun accent tonight at the show? Because that's one of my favorite accents that you do.
I might. I might pull out a little jambalaya tonight, a little Puss Whip Bang Gang.
Yeah, you should pull it out for sure.
I will pull it out. It's hot here, of course. You know, we're talking 100 degrees in New Orleans.
Just take your pants off. You'll be much cooler, bro.
You know,
very hot.
I'm not worried about that. I've spent enough time in New Orleans that I feel confident. Oh, we got a special guest coming into the bus right now. Stand by. You're not going to believe it.
But someone's coming in the bus right now?
Oh my God.
Aaron's got all the jokes. Hey, it's Vic.
Hey. What's up?
So, Vic, you've been gone for about an hour.
Yeah.
What's up?
Two trips to the toilet, and I got brunch. I got a almond brunch of eggs Benedict, but they put it on like a biscuit kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. But not bad. I sat there drinking orange juice.
You know what I did this morning? Can I share you with what I did? I get up first on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an early riser, everybody. And the first order of business is number two. That's ironic, right? Because you think it would. First order of business would be one.
Yeah.
No way, man. Deuce is wild. Deuce is wild.
So sometimes you're lucky to be by a hotel, or sometimes you're lucky to be by a Starbucks or somewhere where you can hop off the bus, drop
a shit.
Some shits in a bowl. Now, New Orleans, where we're at, is not great. It's a bit shady here. It's a little dicey. But I happen to know, And this is a little hot tip for everybody in the South, everybody in Cajun region.
You got a hot tip story after this.
Okay. Right? Well, thank you, Vic. Yeah. But the hot tip is this. About a couple blocks from the venue is the Roosevelt Hotel. That's a Waldorf Astoria brand hotel.
It's like a salad.
Yeah. And folks, stroll on in there. Act like you stay there. You don't have to, I mean, just, you know, look like a reasonable person. Go right into the bathroom. And these are gold toilets, folks. These are not literal gold toilets, but they're a lot of fun. They're clean. And I evacuated quite swiftly. And
no one's gonna come up to you if you just like look busy. If you have like, a piece of paper in your hand or a receipt or a phone.
So
or
Vic and I both shat there this morning. But what I did for the tour was I sent a group text to everybody giving them the information.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to share your poop spot. But I was amazed in San Antonio yesterday. They use hot water in the toilets. Did you notice that?
No, I don't know. That's just
flush and then hot. Well, I swear to God.
But wait, how do you feel that?
You touched it?
Yeah, how do you know the toilet water's hot?
Right. See?
No, how do you know?
How do I feel the air coming off of it? The heat rises.
I don't know. Let's debunk that. What else are you going to say?
That was it. That was my hot tip.
Oh, okay.
That was
it. Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys pee in the bus, though? The RV?
Yes, there's. I'll show you the toilet.
Always pee in the bus.
When I went on tour with Steve-O, he demanded everyone sit down pee only. You weren't allowed to stand
up. That's the rule. That's the rule in RVs, bro. It's how you grow up.
But my bunk was directly across.
It's all over the place.
But then you could. My bunk was right across from it, so I had to watch everyone pee.
Vic's clothing storage.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Do you know the other reason to sit down and pee, Dave, while you're in the RV?
Why?
So that if you're driving, you're not standing up, pissing all over the place when you hit the bumps and all that food that they have on the table flies all over the place. Then you end up peeing all over the food you're about to eat.
Oh,
that makes sense. Doug, I had some hecklers last night.
Totally does.
Oh, no. Oh,
what happened?
I don't know. I was doing stand-up and somebody kept shouting like Sound of Freedom and Save the Children and ass, you know, it's like you're an asshole, and like I couldn't tell if they're playing a part or they're, you know, they thought they're in on it or if it was like a legitimate weirdo, but it was San Antonio, so you know, maybe it's like somebody got free tickets and is a big Tim Pool fan or something. I don't know.
That's they're dedicated though. You gotta, you know, if they're gonna go to your show and sit there to show up to, you know, heckling.
Yeah,
person.
I mean,
you gotta hand
money,
it to him. That's a good heckler, right?
Yeah. You should throw your mic at him.
Well, I kind of just decided to keep my head down and just get through the show and not really engage. You know, I got 20 more shows to do. So,
you coming to Portland?
Fuck that. Portland's over. No one's doing Portland anymore.
Bro, I live in Portland. Come on.
It sucks, man. It's over, that place.
The whole West Coast is fucked right now.
No, we did Portland last summer, so we can't go back until, you know.
Oh, okay.
Until I got new shit to do.
Hey, Tim, I'm done here, can I go through all your belongings? I'm at your house right now.
I prefer not. No, I think, Matt, I want to just make sure that you're clear that once they're done with the show, they leave immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I checked and the door's unlocked to the main house. So I saw someone was in there. I don't know if that's your family or your children, but
probably, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Dave, I think it'd be more appropriate if you didn't take anything, but you left something.
I'll take
an upper decker.
Shit.
Is there a way to take the upper decker to the next level where it's like not? It's like on top of
it's up in the cabinet.
Or something.
Yeah. It's up in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you guys continue that conversation. I got to run. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well,
you better be looking when you get home.
Speaking of that, we have to get to the city of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun on your tour.
Have a good
tour. Thanks for letting us take over.
Bye, everybody. See you on the road.
See you on the road. Bye. We're gonna say bye to Aaron because we have to do this
later.
Today.
Aaron,
thanks,
bye,
Aaron.
Hey guys,
thanks
rock and roll.
Doing this.
Later, dude.
Yeah.
Well, today's
not yet.
Not quite yet. I guess Matt has to do his thing.
Okay, Matt, do your thing.
The city of the day.
The city of the day. Soon we're going to find out what the city of the day is.
Today's city of the day is brought to you by the state.
Hold on.
They screwed up.
No, we're good.
Give it a sec. All right. Wes can pull up your graphic.
Okay.
And Fart can hit the.
Got it. I'm new here. Fuck it.
All right, Fart. Now you can give them their.
Oh, you can turn that down. Okay, Dave.
Today's city of the day is brought to you by the Steak Back Outhouse. Hey, Doug, don't you wish you could give back your steak after you're done eating at the Outback Steakhouse?
I don't eat steak, and I've never been to Outback Steakhouse.
Well, now you can with the Steak Back Outhouse.
What can I do exactly?
At the Steak Back Outhouse, you can get coupons when you return your steaks.
When you say return my steak, do you mean take a crap?
That's right. The Steak Back Outhouse is specially designed to weigh your turds. And with every pound you drop, Outback will give you 10% off your next meal. But the logs must be from Outback.
How will they know my logs aren't from a competitor's restaurant?
Great question. They use Australian lasers that can trace the DNA of the shit back to the cattle from whence they came.
Can I use the Steak Back Outhouse and just not get the coupon?
Yeah, but they're going to know they're counter shit, and you will go down with a felony, and you'll go to prison for a long time.
Okay, you know what? I think I'll just stay home.
Visit the Steak Back Outhouse today. Available at all participating Outback Steakhouses. Toilet paper not available in all 50 states.
Okay, and do we have a City of the Day caller? That was a collab, by the way. That was Dave's. Good idea, Dave.
Yay, great, for me. Great and idea. You wrote the copy. You did a great job.
Perfect collaboration.
We pat each other on the backs for that.
Anthony, you are...
Pat each other on the Outbacks.
Yes. Hello. How's everyone today?
Hi, Anthony.
Good. What's the city of the day?
The city of the day is Oakland, California.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
What do you do out there in Oakland there?
I'm out here right now just, I work at a record store. I'm shipping a bunch of records to a bunch of people.
Oh.
So if you want any records, just hit me up. I'll send you some records.
What's a hot record to these days? Taylor Swift or...
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift just did like 90 colors of her new thing. So we send, you know, the purple ones and the magenta ones and the 9 other colors. And yeah, those are popular.
No, but what is, you know, besides that, what is like a record that's out these days that's a hot seller or something you think is of note or anything to, I guess that's enough. There isn't one. That's fine.
It looks really blurry.
Most of the stuff that we're sending is just sort of like old records on different colors and stuff like that. We're just doing like, you know, you do like an old Green Day record on a different color and then sell 6,000 of those. And that takes me a while to send.
So I've seen the videos where they mush the different colors together and then they just press it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that looks
the technology is through the roof.
Yeah, you put the little label down and then you put the vinyl down in little different colors and you squish them together.
He's not making them, he's just selling them, right?
Oh
no, I'm just shipping them. I'm just shipping them. They press most of these over Czech Republic.
Oh.
A lot of them. They got the plants, but there's a couple plants left in the US, but I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm a big fan of you guys. I love this new Trinity.
Yeah, right.
Fart, you're killing it back there.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for calling in. How's Oakland these days? Is it a great place to live?
It's been really hot.
It's hot. Okay.
I have a specific question about the Bay Area.
Oh, you got a specific question?
Yeah, of course. A specific question about the Bay Area. On TikTok, I'm always seeing these videos of the people smashing the car windows and stealing the belongings in broad daylight. Have you seen this?
I work in a venue downtown Oakland, and
so like the
happens.
Question is this an accurate portrayal?
It happens every single.
Or is this the right wing nuts kind of playing
I think
it up?
He's about to say it.
Honestly, it's if you have a car and there's something in it, it will get smashed into. It just will. Like, right? It's
nice.
It's really a problem. I live in a quiet neighborhood and I still get, I've had my car broken into.
So there's also, like, it's so. Everywhere. It's like the whole city.
It is the entire Bay Area.
That's crazy.
Like San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, wherever.
Like how do you live like that? That's so crazy.
You mean you just, if you want to go drive, you got to be prepared, you know, to replace your window for $400 or $500 or whatever it costs.
Wow. Do you do the thing where you just leave your windows open ever?
Yeah, yeah. Or just leave the car unlocked. But people don't, they don't check. They'll just smash it because they're trying to come and go.
What a mess.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't like that.
Anyways, Doug.
I don't think I like that.
Hey, Doug, you, next time you come out here, I want to show you some really cool vegan restaurants, too.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, the Malibu Burger, Butcher's Son. Like, there's, you'll love it, man.
Well, thanks, man. I'll get up there. I won't bring my car, though.
No.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
You need just sell a windowless car that's safe from breaking into.
It's called a convertible.
Smart.
A convertible. Somebody. Smash, because Smash Mouth. I typed in Smash and this came up.
That's clever.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
And,
thanks.
What else
nice
is going
to meet
on?
You guys.
What else is going good on, Matt? You. Should we talk? I kind of want to keep the Zooms going and the calls going.
Well, we have
going.
Another friend of Dave's here, Ross.
Yeah, it's time.
Oh, we have another friend of Dave.
Yeah. To...
Who do we have here?
Ross Harris.
Hey, Rossy Harris.
Hey, I'm a friend of Dave.
Woo-hoo.
Hi, Ross.
We've been friends since we were kids.
Yeah. We actually, this room, when we were like, 15, 16, we made a zine together on a photocopy.
Yeah, it was called Deformed Chicken.
I never left. I haven't left since we made the zine. So it was a formative time.
Yeah, it was deformative.
Cool. Is this the Ross from when
He's the when he was a boy when he were 10 years old.
This is incredible. This is incredible.
He
folks.
Was the boy that goes in the cockpit in airplane, and the guy's like, "Have you ever seen a grown man naked?" And so on and so forth, and with and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and everything, right or wrong?
Yeah.
He's the actor that played the boy in Airplane.
Yeah.
And he went to the cockpit,
little
and then
Joey.
You also had you were having coffee with the girl next to you, right? There's another scene.
That was my friend David Hollander. That was the other, but I was the one that went up
you
into
went in the cockpit.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is unbelievable. We have a major star here today.
Yeah. And then what happened one day when you were rummaging through the props?
Oh, okay. So obviously Airplane was like a very, you know, wild set. It was super, super, you know, stuff was going off all the time. And normally when you're a kid, like, you know, you only get come in and do your part and stuff. But because it was an airplane, they kept us on hand all the time because they never knew when they were going to need us in the background. Right. So I got to see a lot of the like pivotal scenes, like talking jive and slapping and all that stuff. And then I remember there was one scene that got cut from the movie where there was a guy supposed to be in the bathroom and it was turbulence. And they gave him like a prosthetic penis and he was just spinning around and pissing like all over the lavatory. And I'm 10 years old. So I think this is the fucking greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of humankind. Right. So then, probably like a few days later, during another break, I go into the prop room. And as you can imagine, the prop room is just like, you know, there's a city and an airplane and spears and, you know, everything's in there, blow up dolls and everything. And I'm creeping through there. It's dim in there. The lights aren't on. And I see the prosthetic penis and I'm like, oh, there it is. So I go and I pick it up and I'm looking at it. And all of a sudden the lights come on and I spin around and the prop master is like in the doorway with his hand on the light switch and we're looking at each other. And we just kind of like exchanged a glance of like, you know, we won't speak of this ever again.
Oh my God, I love that story.
Now I'm speaking of it. So I broke our.
You didn't get to, you didn't steal it.
I didn't steal it. And I feel really bad about it. And here's the crazy thing is we did a Q&A. The mayor of Los Angeles picked Airplane as his favorite film. And so we did a screening and then there was a Q&A with the directors there And then someone asked me, like, what's a memorable thing? And I told that story in front of a huge audience and a theater with the directors there. And all three of the directors said, that never happened. I got totally gaslit by all three of them, like, in front of a bunch. Wow.
Well, maybe it never happened, and maybe there was just a guy peeing all over the place and you thought it was part of the movie.
I believe them.
Something that else that happened in my childhood, and I just connected it to Airplane. But no, the other guy that you're talking about that did the coffee scene, my friend David, I actually had to call him and be like, we watched them do this scene, right? And he's like, yes, of course.
That's funny.
I don't know. The directors are just, they're fucking with me, but, you know, they made Airplane. So obviously they're completely insane. So.
Well, can I ask, maybe you've been interviewed a million times about this, but like, how did you get in? How did you become a child actor and get on Airplane?
Did you want to do it?
Or did your parents?
Yeah, my mom made me do it, basically. I was like really shy. And my mom goes, you know, it'd be a great way for Ross not to be super shy is if he had to go into a room with a bunch of strange adults and like, read a script and talk to them, and it worked. I'm not shy anymore, so she
His
was
mom
right.
Is awesome, Fifi. Shout out to Fifi.
She's I bought my childhood home so she could stay here, and I live next door in another home, and she's awesome. She's doing great.
Your mom?
Yeah, Fifi lives
oh,
right next door.
Oh, that's so cool. You bought your childhood home and you live next door. That's awesome.
I lived next door to my mom. I bought childhood home, and yeah. So this is like where Dave and I like smoked weed and drank beer and skateboarded and built ramps and
we built that 5-foot ramp in your backyard with vert, 5 feet high with vert, like a foot of vert.
Oh my god,
rough. We didn't know what we were doing.
We didn't know what we were doing. There was a skinhead guy in our town that used to like make us eat like dog food burritos and beat us up, and he was like, we're building a ramp. It's going to be 5 feet tall with 1 foot of vert. You guys are pussies if you won't drop in on it. And we all died trying to drop in on it.
And then remember when we were building the ramp, if there was ever like a dispute of how to build the technique or how high, it was always settled with a hammer fight. One guy got his nose broke.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you like, you're like, I think we should build it this way, and the other guy's like, no, this way. Hammer fight, and you get hammers, and you either just go, okay, I give up. Or you get hit with the hammer and then you lose.
Ross, so what? I know you do a lot of music videos and stuff now. So what happened after you were a child actor? Was that your only foray into acting? And then you happened in your life after that moment?
After that moment,
that just goes really hard. No, I ended up going into like music video and like photography. I worked with Beck, Elliot Smith. I work with a label called Stone's Throw now and just kept doing that. But the ironic thing is when I was a kid, Dave was like my skateboard buddy and best friend. And like, I was like the actor. And then, you know, years later, it just turned around to where I was going to go see, you know, Dave in these big movies.
I do not know how that happened. I never set out to be in anything.
It was crazy. Like years later, I'm not acting anymore, and I'm sitting next to his mom at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, and he's shooting, you know, shit volcano out of his ass, and on a 30-foot tall screen, and I'm just looking at his mom like, we're so proud. Look at our boy.
What is your latest video?
What is my latest video?
Yeah.
What is my latest video? Oh, I just did a video for my friend's band called Dengue Fever.
Yep, that's so, what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I saw it. It's awesome. I love like, it.
An LA-based band that has a singer from Cambodia, and she sings in Khmer language, and it's kind of like surf rock from Cambodia.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I think, do we keep the show moving, Matt?
Let's check out your tits.
Keep it moving. Oh, yeah.
Are they come? Oh, I thought you were gonna get them out. All right.
I mean, we don't need to do now.
Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, Ross.
Talk to you later, man. You.
That is incredible.
Yeah, right?
I mean, cool Airplane guy. Is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Me too, yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
And
they ruled it.
How about a hothead?
Sure, yeah. Let's check
what's
in.
What's
there?
A hothead?
And when will Bonnie come in about
a couple minutes. We're couple running minutes. About 10 minutes late.
We're a little late. That's okay.
618, you're on the line.
Bollocks.
Oh my gosh, am I on?
You're on the line.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Fantastic. This is James from Illinois. I'm making you a walking stick.
Oh, you're the walking stick guy.
For your birthday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody ever emailed me back.
What the heck, guys?
I needed specifications.
What kind of specifications do you need to get the walking stick for, I imagine, height?
I mean, yeah, good. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I needed height. That's the main thing, really, because you don't want to make it like a Gandalf.
Give me the Gandalf. I'll take the Gandalf where you're holding it like this. You know?
I wanted it to be functional, so that was really the...
Wait, is there any other criteria?
I wanted Doug's initials, or like at least the first letter of the way he signs his name, Doug. So I could engrave it in the top.
What are your initials, Doug?
Because I used... No, I need to like see a picture of the way he draws his D.
Oh, I see.
So I can put his exact one in the top of his.
I think he's trying to forge my signature.
Yeah, he's trying to forge your signature.
No,
under the guise of a walking stick.
Yeah.
You.
Very
you
transparent.
Bastards! How dare you?
Okay.
But
well,
I do still
is there anything else you wanted?
Your six.
Anything else you needed to talk about? I'll get you that information. Just. Hit us up.
Okay. We'll
did you email the show? What's your name, sir?
James.
What's your name, sir?
James Beeson.
I just want some callers Beeson? To call in with some kind of,
here it is.
Something that,
something besides walking.
Oh,
sticks?
There it is. Oh, right.
I hate to out you, Doug, but his email was forwarded to you.
Wow, and you just ignored it? What did you do when you saw it?
You're getting too much.
Below me.
Sorry.
Blow me or below me?
I mark as unread, and I like it goes down the chain, and I forget about
I'll
it.
I'll reforward.
You flag
okay.
it.
I thought I answered all your questions. I remember this. I answered all your questions.
Oh, yeah. He wants to know about
right
it.
Back
no,
yeah.
Because we were doing a speed round at the end of the show, and you guys were like, oh, cool. And Tim was like, go fuck off. We're not talking about my music.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, well.
But I love you guys, and I really want to send you your walking stick. And I just want to tell you that I love the show. Bart, you're doing a great job. Dave, I've been a fan since back in high school.
Awesome. I'll give you my initials and my height, and I'm going to take over this
How
walking
did you,
stick.
Okay, now that we got you
I
here.
I was going to say, does Dave need a walking
stick? I need a walking stick.
I got to say, this is kind of the worst way to give a gift is you put all this, all this stuff on the recipient. Like, if you're going to give a gift, just give
just
a gift.
Make me a stick and send it.
You guys are being negative.
Well, I don't need my
this
signature
guy,
on.
All he needs is a couple details to make the stick.
Surprise
and you're
him.
Ungrateful recipient is who you are.
I want to, if I get a gift, I want to surprise me. Initials, no initials, I don't care.
Okay, now see, that was, because when I called initially, I asked. I was like, do
initially.
You have a specific color or wood tie? Yeah, months ago when I was trying to get this stick to Doug. But I've made the stick. I've cut it
been,
to what
like,
I think is
laboring
the
over
height.
The stick for months, and
first you have to grow
look,
the tree.
Well, no, it's been
to be honest, I'm going to get
for
the stick
a while now,
and it's going to go in a corner, and I'm not going to use it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, here's the worst.
No, I'll
man.
Use it. I'll walk to office hours with my walking stick.
I apologize
I'll be
for
like,
everyone in here.
Oh no,
people
we're
will be like,
a,
why does that guy
have
a stick?
Because when you get this stick, you're going to be like, oh, what have I done? This is the top notch walking stick.
Can I get two of them? You know how those hikers have those two sticks?
Yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
Like, can you make
poles?
Two identicals?
Now, see, I can't do that.
Dude, get your pocket knife
they're,
out
they're
and start
like,
whittling my second stick.
Come on.
I don't even know how to respond to that. But either way, I'm going to send you a stick, and then I'm going to call back in again. Because
I love
talking
God.
To you.
If you send the stick, I will display it on office hours, and we'll make a big deal. We'll spend 2 hours on it. Can't wait to see this.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a murder
weapon. All right.
Yes, sir.
What kind of wood?
You send me...
Can I ask you?
I made you a maple one.
Let me ask you some questions about the stick. Personally. Okay, that's question number one. What material? Maple. That's a hardwood.
I use
maple syrup.
2 years dry.
You dried for 2 years. That's why I haven't gotten my stick in so long.
This is like, I'm not messing with you, buddy. These are good sticks.
Is this like your main job? Or?
I'm not messing with you, buddy. These are good sticks.
No. This is just a hobby.
Okay.
Like, I'm just an artist and I do different things. And this is one of the things I wanted to do. And it's been on my, to-do art project list. I do other silly stuff. But
okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Getting you this stick has been tough.
You're a real stick in the mud, Doug.
I'm sorry. You know, you're right. You know what? I'm into this stick now, and I'm going to cherish this stick. I'm going to put a little rack next to my front door, and every time I leave the house, I'm grabbing my stick. I'm going to be out there like
just
Mr. Peanut.
Gun rack,
you know what I mean?
I'll make the rack for you.
I'm going to be walking around with my stick like it's a cane, like I'm Fred Astaire or Mr. Peanut or something. Who uses a stick?
Those two people. That was it. That's it.
Who famously has a cane?
Charlie Chaplin, classic.
Oh, yeah, wow, there it is. Gandalf and Doug. It's going to be the...
I'm hitting the chat here. Somebody says, hang up. We got to keep the show moving. Great call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks
nice
for
talking to you, Stick Man.
Thank you, Stick Man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Later.
Should we do one more call and then get to our musical guest?
Yeah, why don't we talk to a Zoomer while Bonnie gets settled?
And then
Jasper.
It would be cool to get the Vic Vision going. I don't know if Wes, if we have that technology.
Yeah, we got that.
We'll okay.
I think it was.
We have Jasper, you're on the air.
Jasper.
All right. What's up? I got a question for Doug. I think it was last Halloween. You did a video of Spencer Syme and Zach Hill playing as Hella. Is there anything you can say about that?
There's nothing I can say about that, but they asked me to film their rehearsal. They were rehearsing, and that's all I know.
Wait, did you say the band Hella?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, it's like math rock, like.
Zach is in Death Grips, and I think they're on tour. Mm-hmm.
Hella rules. I totally forgot about Hella. Thanks for reminding me, Zoomer.
Yeah, Hella rules. I'm friends with those guys, and that's all I know. I don't know what they're gonna do.
You're not very good friends.
Is that
with
all?
Them,
you, is that your only question? Because that's
good friends tell each other what they're gonna do.
That's the only one I had prepared. Wow. Yeah,
well, that's a good question.
Great question.
You're a good person.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have a special guest in the studio right now. Please welcome to Office Hours, my friend, Bonnie McKee.
Woo-hoo. Hey.
Now, Bonnie and I met a few years ago. I DJed at your birthday party.
That's right, yeah.
And we didn't even know each other.
I had you on my phone as Doug Birthday DJ.
Oh, yeah. That's how I'm in your... Am I still in your phone like that?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I want to stay forever.
You're in my phone like that, too.
And, here we are.
What? Here we are.
No, we've hung out many times since then. We've gone camping together.
Oh, yeah. During the pandemic, we were like real campers.
Yeah. I used your house as a location for a 2-Wet Crew video because you have an epic pool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And you had a raging party at my house for your birthday.
That's right. That's true.
It was great.
And now, Bonnie, if people are probably not, if you're not familiar with Bonnie, she is a songwriter.
Yes.
She's written hit songs for other people. Mm-hmm. That are massive, massive hit songs, such artists as Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Randy Newman.
Really?
I'm kidding about the third one. That'd be funny if you wrote it, Randy Newman.
That would be
it. maybe we could do a quick little interview. How did you get into it?
I started out as an artist. I moved to LA when I was like 16, 17.
When you say artist, you mean
like a singer.
Okay.
And when you say moved, you mean from Seattle, right?
Yes. Wait.
Dave knows.
Oh.
I know everything.
You're my biggest fan, huh? I moved to LA. I got a record deal, put it out, fell on my face, totally flopped. And then I started singing demos just for money to survive. And I ended up getting a publishing deal out of that. And a publisher for songwriters is kind of like an agent for actors, where it's like they hook you up with different sessions and they introduce you to producers and stuff. And I actually knew Katy Perry socially. I met her at Wasteland, the thrift store on Melrose.
Really?
And we were both broke selling our clothes and getting rejected because they're really snooty there. And we were fast friends. And so she called me in to work on the second album on Teenage Dream. And the rest is history.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Wow. Wild. Wild. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to sing a song for us?
Yeah, I'll sing a little song for you. So this is a song that I put out for my own artist project. And then I put a little medley in the middle for you.
And real quick, you have... Well, I can ask about the song Slay that you released recently.
Yes.
Maybe we'll talk about that after.
Okay,
I guess.
Yeah.
And... All right, well, you can perform your song now.
Great.
And then I'll get the Vic Vision going for a couple cool angles, if that's
awesome.
Okay with you.
Great. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie McKee.
Woo! I fell in love in a 7-Eleven parking lot. Sat on the curb drinking Slurpees we mixed with alcohol. We talked about all our dreams and how we would show them all. Whoa-oh-oh. I told him I got a plan and I'm gonna dominate. And I don't need any man to be getting in my way. But if you talk with your hands and we can negotiate. Whoa-oh, I'll just keep moving my body. I'm always ready to party. No, I don't listen to mommy. I'll never say that I'm sorry. Every day is a competition. Put the key in my ignition. Away-o. I wanna see all the stars and everything in between. I wanna buy a new heart out of a vending machine. Cause it's a free country, so baby, we can do anything. Whoa, I'll just keep moving my body. I'm always ready to party. No, I don't listen to mommy. I'll never say that I'm sorry. Every day is a competition. Put the key in my ignition. Away-o. All right, this is going to be a little medley moment for you. So if you know it, sing along through your computer screens, whatever. Here we go. Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back. My heart stops when you look at me. Just one touch. Now baby, I believe this real. So take a chance and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back. Woo! Now it's party time. I throw my hands up in the
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.